Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And as I have been sharing this week, the message has I've entitled, Looking Forward. This year has drawn to a close, and we are now looking on what God would have us accomplish, what He would have us do. We're looking forward to new things in this new year. And so I wish you a very blessed and prosperous and fulfilled new years in Jesus. Let's just pray for a moment. Father, we thank You, Lord, that we can forget those things that are behind, and we press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Father, help us to do that. There are some, Lord, that are wrestling with condemnation, with memories of the past. Lord, they're just kind of stuck there. And Father, right now, I rebuke the work of the enemy that would hold them in a negative way in terms of past failures, past sins, past problems they've had. And Father, by Your grace, I ask by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, You would destroy that yoke of bondage. And Father, set them free. Set us all free, Your people, Lord, that we can look forward to the new thing that You're going to do. Now shall it spring forth speedily. Shall we not know it? Father, help us to have our spiritual antenna, our discernment, our awareness, be very sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is doing, not only in the church and this hour in which we're living, but also what He wants to do in our personal lives. Lord, You are orchestrating a symphony with made up of many different players, Father. We all have our part to play in that song of worship and praise that will ascend before Your throne. And so, Father, I thank You that as we close out this year and begin a new one, You'll be with us to protect, to guide, to grant wisdom, to provide the provision, the things that we need to go forward, not only in our natural life, but also spiritually in our service and ministries for You. We thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I've been sharing, this week, we've looked at a passage of Scripture, Psalm 37 and 4, Delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And we have shared in the previous broadcast this week that in order to what it means to delight ourselves in the Lord is to have a right relationship with God and also to obey His commandments, to delight and honor and obey His word. That's what it means to really delight ourselves in God. And we're going to share a final thing that I'd like to share with you, and I believe we may probably have to continue on next week, but we delight ourselves in God by laying aside our will and seeking His. That's just another way of being perfectly surrendered to God. And there's a key scripture that I want to share with you found in Isaiah 58, verses 13 through 14. As we look at it, God is going to help us understand what it means to delight ourselves in the Lord. Let me share that with you. This is the King James Version. That's my Bible. Isaiah 58, verses 13 and 14. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor Him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Here there's a very clear, explicit reference to delighting ourselves in the Lord, and that is if we keep his Sabbaths. Now, this, of course, was given by the prophet Isaiah. He was speaking to his people, the people of Israel, but, of course, to saints of all time. But there is meaning, even though we're not under the old covenant, there is meaning for us today. Three things are mentioned. Number one, to turn away from doing thy pleasure on my holy day. And secondly, to call the Sabbath a delight. And thirdly, to honor the Lord. All right, let's break that down and look specifically at each of these. The first one was, turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day. Don't do the things that please us, basically, but rather the things that please God. What are they? Well, Isaiah 56, 1 through 7 outlines them. Keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is nearer to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, in other words, does justly, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keeping his hand from evil. Basically, beloved, he is saying that was one of the very strict observances that God said, and he gave that statute to Moses in the wilderness, he was very specific. It was not a time for work. It was a time of relationship and keeping the command that the Lord had given. And so that, in terms of our New Testament experience, that means the things God has asked us to do, that it's not a matter of a ritual. It's a matter of, you know, having the character of Christ, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. Against such there is no law, and seeking to do his will, to please him. And that passage goes on in Isaiah 56 that I was reading. Also, to the eunuch and the sons of strangers, those who are not married, those who do not have a family, if you will, and sons of strangers, referring to the Gentiles who kept the Sabbath, chose those things that pleased God and took hold of the covenant. Listen to this. He would give them an everlasting name and would bring them to his holy mountain. He will come and bring them to his holy mountain. He'll reach out and just accompany them and take them to the place where he is. And what's even more wonderful, make them joyful in his house of prayer. Praise God. In Isaiah 58, earlier in that chapter, I won't take the time to read it, God rebukes Israel because he says, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. In other words, doing the things that you care about, that you want, and you're really not concerned about what God has told you, about what he desires. So we're to turn away from doing the things that please us as a lifestyle, not just on, quote, the Sabbath day, if you will, and to call the Sabbath a delight. Now, in the context of this scripture, we find that observing the Sabbath leads to delighting ourselves in the Lord. I specifically shared that. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, the verse 14, then, or speaking thy own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. We're no longer, beloved, under the strict observances of the Mosaic law, but we're under a new covenant with better promises. Beloved, for the Christian today, every day is holy unto the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And so in reading this verse in Isaiah, we must understand the spiritual application for our lives today. The Sabbath, as we find enumerated in Scripture, represents for us today that we've ceased from our own labors and entered into the rest of God. Where do we find that? That's in Hebrews, beloved. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verses 9 through 10. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works as God did from his. There is that rest that God wants us to enter in. And the same blessing was promised for faithful adherence to the Old Testament Sabbath. That will apply to us today who faithfully and regularly worship God in private devotions, to come before the Lord every day, as well as to gather together for public worship in the congregation of the Lord. Psalm 84 and 2 says, "My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God." And then that beautiful passage found in Psalm 27 and 4, what David said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord." If there's anything, there's one thing that's more important than anything else, God. And he's sharing with the saints of God. "There's one thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to be in daily fellowship with him, to behold the beauty of the Lord, how wonderful he is, his glory, and to inquire in his temple, to learn every day more and more of the Lord." Beloved, that's our calling. Now, there's yet another a point I want to share with you, but we'll continue on next week's broadcast. But, beloved, there's nothing more precious than honoring God, than seeking God, to learn of him, and we'll never be bored. Throughout eternity, I believe, we'll be learning of him and learning the secrets of the Lord and how we may ever draw closer to him as his chosen and redeemed people. Praise God. Well, my time is gone. I wish you a happy new year. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.